Rolling right, looking back to pass, and there's a host of Pirates with the sack. He's brought down for a loss of 6 back to the 38-yard line.
Number 52, Brandon Oswald, for the hit on the Pirates there. The quarterback got sandwiched, but he should have got rid of it.
He should have.
Yeah,
should have
thrown it.
There was a Pirate coming from every direction there.
Yeah,
he didn't have a chance. He had very little time to get it, think about that one. So, changeover downs, 1st and 10 for the Pirates at their own 39-yard line. And there's some whistles. The officials trying to figure out something here.
Uh-oh.
There looks like they're counting players. Oh, they're off a yard.
They're off a yard, and they're trying to discuss where they're going after to get a good donut. You know, like Rick's donut.
Right. So, 1st and 10 for Harbor Beach at their own 38-yard line now. Spread offense for Harbor Beach. Kraft rolling to his right, looking back to pass. Has time and hits number 86, Avery Wehner. Complete for a gain of 8. And he's brought down at about the 46-yard line. It is 2nd down for the Pirates with a 1:51. Avery Wehner pushed out of bounds, stopping the clock. It is 2nd and 3 for the Pirates.
You would think the Bearcats would know now when Ginther comes down on a pass pattern, they better get back there and cover him because Kraft is going to airmail it.
But that one was to number 86, Avery Wehner.
Right, because they had two guys on Ginther.
That's
right.
So Kraft keeps this one for himself, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and then nothing beyond that, maybe a gain of about a foot.
That'll be 3rd down here now, and looks like a couple of yards. With how much time, Clark? I'll let you bend out.
I'm looking over. I'm going to need to see physical therapist after this one. 1:30.
And what's the score?
It is 27-8. Harbor Beach over Ubley with 1.5 in the first half in Ubley. Looks like it's still raining out there, folks.
No, those are bugs, folks.
Third and one, Kraft back to pass.
Ooh.
And almost picked off, but it's complete to number 47, Aaron Ginther, as he gets out of bounds at the Ubley 44-yard line. That is a gain of about...
Enough for the first down.
A gain of 9 there. Kraft to Ginther. He's been working all night. 1st and 10 for the Pirates as they're going to try and... Looks like they're going to try and knock this one in one more time before the
absolutely.
End of the first half.
When you got them down, you want to try and pack as many points on as you can. And so the Pirates, they ran Ginther underneath this time and on a square out.
1st and 10 for the Pirates. Hand off to Klasky. He gets about 3 yards before he's brought down by the line of Ubley. It's going to bring up 2nd down.
And if he turns, he's got a 5 as a front number.
That doesn't do much good for our listener audience.
Yeah, I know who it is. Jason Kaufman. He's only got a 5 on.
There you go.
That makes a difference.
There you go. So, 2nd and 7 for the Pirates as they are moving right to left across your radio into Fire territory, or into Ubley territory at their 41-yard line. Spread offense, Kraft rolling to his right, looking back to pass, looks to his left, rolling left, has nothing. He has Ubley all around him, but he gets past the line of scrimmage and then some, down to the 29-yard line when he's brought out of bounds. 1st down for the Pirates. Kraft running all over the place and somehow got something out of that play.
Zach Primmer chased him out of bounds, but he ran all the way to the right, then all the way back to the left, and then down the sideline, and he only picked up how many yards, Clark, on that?
Only 10. So it is 1st and 10 for the Pirates at the 28-yard line. It is 27-8, Harbor Beach over Ubley with 35 seconds left in the first half.
All right, the Pirates are going to try and tack on some points here as they come out.
Kraft in the spread formation, rolling to his right. Once again, Klasky doing the blocking. Back to pass. He airs it out, and this one
is picked off.
Picked off by Ubley at the 7-yard line. Pass and then for number 86, Avery Wehner. But number 11 for the Bearcats, Austin Drake, the quarterback and connoisseur of the defense.
The good hands, man.
As he picked that one off and ends Harbor Beach's drive with 28 seconds left, 27-8. Ubley stops Harbor Beach. Hopefully giving Ubley a little momentum going into the locker room here.
Well, the Bearcats have a problem, and they have to head to McBay's Insurance to figure out the problem.
That is true. If you have a problem, head to McBay Insurance Agency. You're no problem, people. Okay, at 121 West Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. So, 1st and 10 for the Bearcats at their own 7-yard line with 28 seconds left in the first half. 27-8, Harbor Beach over Ubley in the wing tee, and they're going to kneel this one. That's going to end...
Unless
the Pirates call a timeout, but I don't think they're going to do that one.
No, they're all standing there, and they're not signaling a timeout. So it looks like it's going to end our quarter.
And that's going to end the first half with Harbor Beach leading 27-8 in Ubley, a very tough place to play. Homecoming festivities are just about underway. The golf cart's out here. I see some colorful dresses on the far sidelines there. So we're going to be back right after this with some stats and scores for you. And then the halftime show with yours truly, Ron Lehrman. We'll be back right after this. It's Harbor Beach 27, Ubley 8 at the end of the first half. You're tuned to WLIW, your home for high school sports.
It's football season. And you know what that means, right? We're turning up the thermostat and watching the dollars fly right out of our wallets. Your friends at CHS in Ubley want to help you keep those dollars and warm you up at the same time. CHS in Ubley offers outdoor wood furnace systems from Central Boiler Products. These systems are safe, efficient outdoor wood furnaces that provide 100% of your heating needs. Central Boiler manufactures and distributes the classic outdoor wood furnace, an outdoor wood-fired hydronic heater that heats multiple buildings, domestic water, and more. The outdoor furnace is designed to work with any existing heating system, with many models and sizes to choose from. An outdoor wood furnace system from Central Boiler and CHS in Ubley is the logical choice to keep you warm and save you money. For more information, call Chris at CHS in Ubley at 989-658-4328.
Halftime, the Bearcats out in front. This is our Pirates out in front. This is our halftime show brought to you by Cruise 102.1 FM. And now we'll turn it over to Clark Ramsey to do our stats.
Thank you, Ron. It is 27-8, Harbor Beach over Ubley thus far at the end of one half in Ubley as the Ubley Bearcat Band, marching band, takes the field right now. Doing some good formations, it looks like. But and as far as stats go, Harbor Beach scoring very fast on all their drives. They have only ran 18 plays in the first half for 292 yards. Harbor Beach with 9 on the floor for 126 yards, mostly from Sloan Klasky on a 75-yard run there. He has 5 carries of the night. Through the air, though, Harbor Beach with 9 passes for 166 yards, and they've only had one pass incomplete, and that ended resulted in a turnover, in fact. Eli Kraft interception at the end of the first half. Individual stats for Harbor Beach. Number 12, Eli Kraft with 36 yards rushing on 4 carries. Sloan Klasky, the only other rusher for Harbor Beach. Number 45, Sloan Klasky with 90 yards on 5 carries. His first carry of the night, 75 yards for a touchdown. Passing, Eli Kraft doing all the work. Number 12, Eli Kraft, 9 passes, 8 for 9 for 166 yards, mostly in part of a 74-yard connection to Aaron Ginther. Receiving, Aaron Ginther with 6 receptions for 150 yards, and then Avery Winner, 2 receptions for 16 yards. On the other side of the ball, we have Ubley with 144 yards total, and all of those coming on the floor. 31 carries for 144 yards, 0 for 2 in the air, and for a total of 144 yards. On for individual stats, rushing, number 4, Jesse Franzel, 3 carries for 8 yards, averaging a little over 2.5 a carry. Jason Kaufman, 10 carries for 42 yards. Number 47, the man who's keeping Ubley in this one, number 47, Jimmy Shaw, 13 carries for 83 yards. A man with a 14-yard carry, a 20-yard carry, a 15, a 15, and then some, working hard for the Ubley Bearcats. Then Austin Drake, the quarterback, sacked twice in the backfield, 5 carries for 11 yards. He's had a 13-yard carry the first play. And then after that, 2 sacks and then a carry for a yard and 7 yards. Austin Drake is 0 for 2 in the passing, and then that pass was intended for Jason Kaufman both times. So that wraps up the stats here in Ubley. Harbor Beach 27-8 at halftime, leading the Bearcats in this GTC East Showdown. We'll be back right after this with Ron Lehrman, has a few guests up here from Ubley. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school sports.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No.